June 19, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Faithful Minority. Opening prayer. Lord, as I look to your word, foster in me a greater understanding and a deeper appreciation for your sovereignty over human history. Read Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. The Remnant of Israel. I ask then, did God reject his people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham, from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people, whom he foreknew. Don't you know what Scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. What then? What the people of Israel sought so earnestly, they did not obtain. The elect among them did, but the others were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that could not see, and ears that could not hear, to this very day. And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Reflect. Do you ever feel in the minority as a Christian? Reflect on this often used saying, one with God is a majority. God had not rejected his own people, but they had rejected him. Verses 1 through 2 and chapter 10, verse 21. For Jewish believers and Christians today, there is hope in the Old Testament story of Elijah. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 10 and 14. The prophet, in his faithless society, felt as if he were the only believer left. Yet God told him he wasn't on his own. There were many who remained faithful to him, dependent on his grace. The coming of Jesus didn't mean that Jews were cut off from God, chapter 10, verse 21. For Jew and Gentile alike, there are many today who do not come to him because they are blind and deaf to the good news God offers. Paul's quote from Psalm chapter 69 was originally about the Israelites' enemies. But here, Paul swaps the meaning around to point to the Jews who were rejecting Christ. Their works and burdens of ritual weren't going to help them in knowing God. But the faithful remnant were, and still are, being saved by God's grace. On your own, at work, or in your family, here's reassurance. There are other believers, and God sees your faithfulness. You are not alone. Apply. If there are fellow believers you know who might be feeling alone, how can you be an encouragement to them? Closing prayer. Father, as you reassure me of your presence, thank you for the encouragement I can find in other believers with whom you surround me.